So what have we done here today? What's the purpose of this service known as Hanging the Greens? What's the purpose of Advent? I mean, Christmas is on December 25th, and we're already celebrating, preparing as if Christmas has come. Well, you know, I think the gospel writer Mark reminds us, proclaims to us, at the very first words he says in his scripture. He starts his writing by saying this, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And from there, from this being the beginning of the good news of the Son of God, Mark says this of John the Baptist. He says, prepare the way of the Lord. Make a path straight for Him. Isaiah the prophet says it this way in Isaiah chapter 40. He even says it more directly to us as modern day followers of Jesus. He says, prepare the way of the Lord. Make the hills low and the valleys raise them up. Wherever there's a rough place, make it smooth as a plain. And where the road is crooked, make it straight. You see, Isaiah is saying to us, we as the church are called to prepare the way, the road of the Lord. Well, you know, we in this congregation are fortunate to have some guys who know a lot about road building. Some people who've spent the majority of their working life building roads. And you know, when I hear this call by Isaiah to knock down the mountains and to raise up the valleys, he's talking about doing a lot of work. You know, I remember once on Highway 72, there was one section of that road that we worked on once. There was a big hill. And there was another big hill. And there was a deep valley in the middle. And they knocked down both hills. And they placed it in the valley. And they made it all straight. And you know they move 1 million cubic yards of dirt just in that one setting. In that one space. It took months upon months to do. We had a visit from one of our construction manufacturers. He came all the way from Japan. They wanted to see us moving all this dirt. And you know, they use the metric system in Japan, right? We use the English system. And they were saying to this equipment person who'd produced this wonderful excavator to move this dirt, they said, we moved 1 million cubic yards of dirt. That didn't say much to him, so he had to bring out his calculator and he converted it into the metric system. And he said, ah, that's a lot of dirt. It takes work to move mountains. It takes work to raise up lower places. And friends, that is the call that Isaiah and John have placed before us to prepare for the Lord's coming. We have work to do, church. We have good news to proclaim. We have love to share. We are to be the voice of the ones calling out that a Savior is coming. You know, I shared with you earlier that we're about to celebrate a family Christmas, the Wilbanks family Christmas. I think of my mamaw and my papaw and what workers they were in preparing the way of the Lord. My mamaw would rise at 4 o'clock every morning and hit her knees as a prayer warrior and pray for each of us by name as family. I remember them picking up this little lady. What was the lady's name that couldn't sing very good, but she always sang in the choir? Miss Council. Y'all, Lord rest her soul. She couldn't sing, but she always sang there. And my papa would pick her up. I rode with him to church one Sunday. It was pouring down raining. He walked with Miss Counsel to the car, her under the umbrella, him getting wet, serving. My papa was a legend. He was part of that greatest generation, the World War II generation. I tell people that he was kind of like a cross between Billy Graham and John Wayne. He was a servant of the Lord, but you didn't want to tick him off either. And being part of that generation, as some call the greatest generation, they took him to Washington, D.C. once to tour the World War II monuments. They made a great spectacle for him and the veterans who'd served our country. They gave them gifts. They recognized them. They celebrated their arrival. They had prepared the way for those who'd served. In fact, they gave my papaw a flag that had flown over the U.S. Capitol. He met with the U.S. Senator, Thad Cochran. My papa was a lifelong Democrat, hardcore Blue Dog Democrat. And as they took him to D.C. to visit with this Republican senator, my mom asked, said, "Daddy, do you think you could be a Republican for just one day?" He said, "Nope, can't do it, but I can be a quiet Democrat." They prepared to celebrate those who'd served so much. You see, that's what we do in Advent. That's what we've done here today with all of these festivities, with all of these symbols. We're preparing. We're making a presentation for our Lord to come. When I think about those veterans that traveled to D.C., how nice would it have been? Can you imagine? Instead of making those veterans come to them, what if they had taken that celebration, Doc, to each of those veterans? If the President of the United States would deliver a flag to every person who'd served this country during World War II, had come into their home and celebrated their gift of what they'd given, wow. I think about those who couldn't make the trip, those whose bodies were physically unable to allow them to journey. What if they could be celebrated and the joy brought to them? Well, I know I'm dreaming. I know that's impractical. That would be very expensive. It'd be very timely and costly to take it to them. You see, friends, the real story of Advent, the real message of Christmas, is that we are preparing the way for our Lord, for He is coming to us. You see, we don't have to go and seek Him out. He seeks to celebrate us in our homes where we are. You see, the prophet Isaiah said it this way. He said, "Prepare the way of the Lord." But you know where he said to prepare that way? In the wilderness. In the desert. Right where they lived. In other words, friends, God comes to us not so much when our sanctuary is clean and beautiful. God comes to us not so much when our Christmas tree is lit up. God comes to us in our home when our hair is messed up, when we're in our pajamas, when we just had a fight with our spouse, when we said something to our kids we never thought we would say. God comes to us as a Savior in our wilderness. In our desert. See, road building, Robert, is expensive, isn't it? But Jesus came down from heaven to prepare a home for us in a place where no expense has been spared. Did you know it? Do you know that in heaven there are pearls even on the gates? That the sea, the lake, is made of crystal. And the road in heaven, there's no raised up places. It's smooth as glass and made of pure gold. God came that we don't have to pay an ounce. It's been paid for us. The old song tells the truth. Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow. Go forth, church. Prepare the way, for the Savior is coming. Amen.